what are some things you'd like to see from your team tonight to bounce back and get a win here in Memphis?
Some effort, desperation, physicality from the start. Not go through the flow, go through the motion and make it a game or, a tough battle, get down into a deficit. So that's what's hurt us the last few games. And then we played really well for stretches and either got back in there or got a win.
How tough is it, I guess, during games where you see your team not doing what you want as far as those intangible things, and then they have a stretch like they did at the end of the fourth quarter where all kind of clicks and then it goes away? I guess as a coaching staff, when you see that, I guess, how do you kind of respond to that and try to get your team to kind of tap into whatever was working for y'all at the end of the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating for everybody, players, including myself, the coaching staff, searching for consistency and like we know where we can be when we're at our best consistently. And so to have the ups and downs and kind of, not have the physicality to start and then ramp it up and, that we show the guys just that 5.5 minute stretch of great basketball and what it does for us. And so that's what you're hunting for throughout the year. And for us, we understand the importance of that. And so we're really good when we do it and can lose to anybody when we don't.
Where do you feel like the Kevin Albee two-man game is at this point in the season?
It's fine. I think, a lot of teams are going after Kevin in those actions. When they don't, they pick it apart pretty much if we don't turn the ball over. And so you saw late in the fourth that action, putting Gobert, putting Randall in it, paid dividends. They got a lot of quick baskets. Kevin got some switches and isolations. Albie got a few dunks down the lane. And so they're going to read it well, and it's a tough thing to cover for teams. They'll start to go after and try to take us out of that, and we've got to be better behind it with the blitz.
With Reed, there can be times where the shots go in or they don't go in, but just over the past two games, what are you seeing as far as him just operating as a point guard and what he needs to improve?
Yeah, handling the pressure, I think, in general. Teams are trying to speed him and him in up, picking up full court, and so you have to be able to handle that pressure and get us into sets, create shots for yourselves as well. And so it's not just him. We can free him up, create some space, and get him downhill a little bit there, but I think that's what teams are trying to do to us in general. Deny a lot of our catches, pressure our handlers, post-ups, go after guys and be physical. And so across the board, I think they've shown improvement throughout the year, but we know that's a tactic teams are trying to use and got to get better at that as well.
Coach, when you get late in these games and teams start to make those runs, I guess, is there a way to kind of keep them from almost instinctively going back to that, oh, here we go again, like that being in their mind?
Yeah, I mean, big part is, some of the things we're doing to hurt ourselves, and, you want to get shots and not, the turnovers and the quick baskets. That's really what Minnesota did. They scored within, 7 to 10 seconds most of the time and let all those late game situations get themselves back in it that quickly. And so, I don't know if any of our guys think that or feel it. We're telling guys 11-point lead, 13-point lead with 3 minutes, still a lot of time. We just came back from down 11, 3 minutes ourselves. And so stay locked in, stay focused, continue to do what you did to get this lead. And unfortunately, like I said, some of the turnovers, we had some open shots out of the blitz that we, would obviously make a difference if we make those. But still, got to get back in guard. And, we just gave up straight line drives, miscommunication coverage that led to two threes. And before you know it, it's a close game.
Anything else? Great, thanks.
Thanks.